Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The house has been very quiet. 6 months or so have passed without a word spoken by your husband. He has been unable to speak since he was chosen by lot to burn incense before the Lord. From that moment before the Lord, something extraordinary began happening. You, who were old and barren, are now showing. A child promised to be a boy is moving in your belly. Rather uncomfortable at times. Foretold by your husband, this child is to prepare the way for the Lord. He is to be raised a Nazarite. No wine or fermented drink for him. He is to be set apart and consecrated to the Lord for his whole life. For he will go before the Lord in the spirit and power of the great prophet Elijah. Chuckling to yourself about the times over the years when you wish you had peace and quiet, you recall that you do miss your husband's voice. Sitting and reminiscing from the front of the house, a voice reaches your ears. And with a great jolt, the baby in your tummy leaps. It feels like a hallelujah with arms raised to the highest heavens just took place in the confines of the womb. Yet there is no pain with the jolt because just as suddenly a feeling just overflows you completely. A joy from the highest heaven floods into your soul. Jumping to your feet, you have to race and greet that voice. All the way to the door, you're raising praises to the living God. Your heart's joy can't be contained. I must shout to heaven, blessed be, blessed be. And bursting through the door, you see your kinsman, Mary. And an overwhelming sense of holy worship just floods you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. Why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who believed that what the Lord said will be accomplished. Don't let the extraordinariness of this moment escape your thoughts. Elizabeth recognizes the baby in Mary's womb as her Lord. Dwelling in awe and wonder at the meeting of these two women and the meeting of the two unborn sons drives us to our knees in worship. Worship of the living God. Is it any wonder that Mary should exclaim praises and worship the living God at such a time? My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty doeth for me, and holy is his name. Mary recognizes the absolute unique place in history she will hold for all time. She is carrying the Lord and Savior. By the power of the living God, Mary is with child, the promised Savior. Bursting forth from her soul, she exclaims exaltations and adorations to the greatest, to that greatness of the living God for the salvation that is coming. She knows God as my Savior. There's a key verse in that praise hymn, that praise song of Mary's. Luke chapter 1, verse 50. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. The living God's mercy is for those who fear him. Generation to generation means through the ages, mercy will be extended. There is no time limit, no cutoff point in the years to come. The living God is ever ready to give mercy, to extend that mercy. Always ready to give mercy. Rather, the constraint is not time, but the condition of the individual's heart. Whether or not in the heart and soul there's a fear of God present. Deuteronomy chapter 10 gives a little insight into the fear of God. And now, O Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to observe the Lord's commands and decrees that I am giving you. The fear of God. The fear of God is having a reverence and an awe. And that reverence and awe you have before the living God, you submit and obey his words. Living in his ways, serving him, loving him with all your heart and soul. Knowing that God is God and you are not. And as a result, you have an understanding that God hates sin. God will judge sin. And fearing his judgment on sin, you live a life in reverence and awe, loving God. Our day and age, our current culture has in many ways lost the true fear of the living God. We talk about the man upstairs, our best friend, being bosom buddies, or many more similar sayings. Or on the other hand, we totally ignore and deny there even is a God. I ask you, where has the awe of the living gone? Living God gone? Where has that awe of God gone? Why has the deep reverence of the living God disappeared? What has happened to the feeling, to that feeling that forces oneself to fall prostrate before the living God? I bring these to your mind on this Sunday of joy to help you remember the greatness of the living God, to remember how wonderful that mercy of God is for your soul, through the Savior of your soul. That joy can fill your heart and soul because you know the living God. You know the living God will have mercy on you. At the same time, you're overwhelmed by a deep gratitude. For you know the depths of your sin, and yet still God shows mercy. Mercy, even though you know how foul you are inside. You know God will show mercy. And so joy, inexpressible joy, is born deep inside and just overflows. The fulfillment of the promise given to Abraham, that everlasting covenant promised years ago, is coming into the world through Mary. Leap, leap for joy, just as Elizabeth's baby leaped for joy in the womb. Leap for joy because Mary is the mother of the Lord. Leap for joy because mercy, mercy is extended to you through the everlasting covenant. Leap for joy because the great I am has come into the world to extend mercy for you and for all people who fear the Lord. The living God is a merciful God, and that gives you joy. 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 For the great I am is coming. Let us rejoice. Amen.